what happens next may in part depend on how strong that loyalty is. If Cohen is indicted, he could be offered a deal to flip on Trump. The president's pardon power does not apply to state-level crimes. Having a cooperating fix-it man is the dream of any prosecutor, says Turley. It's worth pausing to reflect on just how unusual this is. Presidents don't often face lawsuits related to extramarital affairs, let alone those with porn stars and playmates. Their press secretaries aren't left to answer questions about FBI raids on the homes of campaign aides and attorneys, nor do they tend to accuse the people charged with upholding the nation's laws of attacking the country. On this count, Trump has only himself to blame. Good legal advice would generally have someone in Trump's position lay low, but at every turn, he has taken steps to make matters worse. On a flight back from West Virginia on April 5th, Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he knew nothing about Cohen's payment to Clifford, which to some experts suggested he was no longer bound by the nondisclosure agreement. Such antics become all the more important as Trump faces the possibility of being deposed by Mueller in the Russia investigation. Negotiations for his testimony are ongoing. Those close to the president, who are used to his volcanic temper and propensity to voice whatever comes to mind, worry that might happen now. He should do as little talking as possible, says Alan Dershowitz, a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School and TV pundit, who dined with Trump on April 10th as part of a pre-planned meeting on Middle East issues. Dershowitz says he hasn't offered Trump direct legal advice, but says if he did, it would be that his best course of action is to try to limit discussions with the prosecutors. No one in his position has ever been helped by a prosecutor.